like peas or corn and or not potatoes, but anything that bears above ground. That fruit above ground, you plant it in the bright of the moon, you know, the increase of the moon. Now, this year, from now on, for the next 2 weeks, it'll be below ground. You plant stuff that bears underground, like potatoes and all kind of stuff like that, that you make that bears underneath the ground. If you wanted to make anything at all, if you don't, you can plant it any time, but you're going to dig it up, you say, well, I only got one little potato on that farm. If you plant it at the right time, when you dig it up, you got a great big bunch of big potatoes on it. And just like if you plant tomatoes, you plant some tomatoes on there, you see. Well, I'm going to plant those tomatoes anytime. Don't pay no attention to what date it is. Just plant them and let them grow. You may hit the right time when you plant it. You never notice. But 9 out of 10, you're going to hit a tomato here and one over yonder, and have a stock that grow that high with 2-3 tomatoes on. And if you plant it at the right time, they start bearing from the ground. Every branch will have fruit on. Peas the same thing, corn the same thing. You don't plant the corn at the right time of the season, the right moon. You make a long corn cob, long ear of corn that long, with a few grains of corn on it, big cob in it. That's all. No meat, no corn on it. And that's the way they do that for everything. Everything that's planted. Every farmer, they observe that very, very close. I heard this happened. I was a young man, and I remember that over 50 years ago, I was serving on jury one time in Franklin, and we talking down there with the sheriff. We sat down in the sheriff's office, and there's 2-3 of them old farmers in there talking about, you know, the crop, what they were doing and all that stuff. And one man said, I don't know, he says, I have more trouble, he says, with those hands down there. He says, the old lady, he says, you want to go pick peas, he says, in my corn patch. All the corn was ripe, it's even dry. And they asked him, could they go pick some peas, you know, to eat? They had plenty of peas that were growing in that day. The corn was all bent down and peas all over, like I got on the fence, but they were ripe peas to eat. But they take a sack with them and they'd go out there, a big basket, and they go out there and pick peas. And what they do first, they pick and open the corn, they get in the corn itself, and they pick the ear of corn and take it out of the shuck, and put it in the bottom of that sack, and then they put the peas on top. So they've taken corn for their chicken. And the overseer says, I don't know why. So I go to pull my corn, and say, half of the corn is not eating nice, it's all been pulled. The old man says, well, he says, you tell them to go pick peas, and I didn't go pick peas, and they get half of your corn. You understand? He said, when I plant peas for hay, I plant it at the time they don't buy no peas, just vines. They don't make no flowers and get peas. I get all the vines I want for my hay. And he says, there's nobody going to go in that patch. If I see somebody in that patch, I know they're stealing corn. But if I tell them to go pick some peas in there, I can't tell them nothing. They come out with the sack, you know, I have to go down and examine all their sacks when they come out and see what they got in the sack. So that's the way it goes. If you got to plant that at the time that you want it to make fruit.
What about your animals? Was there a certain time of the moon when they would do work on the animals?
Well, animals, breeding animals, I guess there is a certain time, and they like to see if you're going to brand them or do anything like that, you understand? And you got a certain time of the year, certain time of the moon to vaccinate him and all that kind of stuff, you know, do all that.
What would you call a kind of a noisy little dog, yapping dog that was always around all the time? You ever seen little small dogs?
Well, they got some right around the corner, yeah. Them little dogs. Bark at everybody that passed.